Thousands of people around the country are making the choice to live smaller, tiny in fact, in about 400 square feet or less.
Now that includes in Asheville, where the cost of living is growing more expensive each year and the space to build homes is shrinking.
Tonight in a special report, News 13's Hope Hanselman shows us the local tiny homes movement as well as the obstacles it faces.
All the research in the world couldn't have prepared Ruby Beck for this undertaking.
Oh, you know, once I started it, there was no going back.
6 long months have turned a senior project into reality.
Overall, I think that we fared pretty well.
And sent one nail through a finger.
But it's worth it.
I didn't know what I was capable of completely, but I just kind of went for it. I guess that's the only way to do something.
So far, Ruby and her boyfriend Landon have laid their foundation on 144 square feet.
This is big enough for me.
At 22 years old and fresh off a college degree, Ruby will never cut a rent check, never default on a mortgage payment.
All right.
The tiny house movement goes back to a simpler time.
This is a dangerous stair.
Larry Vickers is a self-proclaimed compulsive builder.
Now people are protesting the wars that we're in, disengaging from society, going out into tiny houses and asserting their freedom. And that's what, you know, that's what it's about for us.
Thank you for coming.
The father and son team of Wishbone Tiny Homes in West Asheville helps others make it happen.
It's growing extremely fast.
Just one problem, most are illegal.
It's confusing because it's a home, but it's an RV. It's somewhere in between.
Most building codes won't allow homes to be smaller than about 300 square feet. That's why folks turn to building on wheels. But most municipalities won't allow you to live in what's considered an RV. Space will indeed be Ruby's next obstacle.
Yeah.
Like everything else she's learned along the way.
I've always been looking way too far ahead, and so this project has been a test for me to just live in the moment.
It's actually much harder than it looks.
This summer, she'll move in.
Yeah.
After $14,000, nearly a year's worth of work, and some perspective gained.
This is my favorite window.
Of just how big tiny can be.
Really exciting.
Hope Hanselman, News 13.